Hey everybody, welcome to the 1st of November. As you know, yesterday was Halloween, and did you know that Halloween started as a holy Christian celebration? You know, if you take that word hallow in Old English, it means holy. So Hallow's Eve or Halloween means the evening of holy people. So it was the evening before All Saints Day. So today is called All Saints Day. Now, some of you who grew up in the Catholic tradition or the Lutheran tradition especially have heard of this holiday. And oftentimes this holiday focuses on people that are deemed saints. But saints are not just statues of people in a church. God actually calls a saint anyone who trusts in Christ alone. So the Bible doesn't name people the title saint, specific people. Only God does that, and he calls anyone who's a follower of Christ a saint. And in 1662, the Book of Common Prayer says that this holiday of All Saints Day stands for the unity of Christians of all ages, countries, and races in Christ, and the perfection of that unity in heaven. You know, a lot of people in early on All Saints Day, people would celebrate people who were martyrs or people who gave their lives for the sake of Christ and lost their lives because of their profession of faith. Other people over the years have celebrated any Christians that were strong Christians who went before us. But many times people like to take this holiday to focus on an individual who led them to Christ. So I want you to think right now, assuming that you're listening to this as a follower of Jesus, and if you're not, I want to talk to you. Email me. I would love to talk with you if you're not a follower of Jesus. But I want you to think, most of us have a person or an event or something that led us to Christ. Maybe it was at a conference we went to. Maybe it was a personal discussion with somebody. But if you have a person in your life specifically that led you to Christ, this is a great opportunity to honor them by praying to God and thanking Him for that person. So I want you to think about that person. That's what we're going to pray about today. If you don't have a specific person, then I want to encourage you to pray for anyone who has invested or helped you to grow in that relationship. I know for me, it was my grandmother, and my grams is the one that led me to Christ and was my spiritual rock throughout my childhood until I was 19 years old when she passed away. So let's pause today and let's thank God on All Saints Day for the person or the people who led us into our relationship with Christ. We know that the Holy Spirit leads us into that relationship, but the people that God used to influence us with our faith. Lord, thank you so much for the people that you have placed in my life to help me develop what it means and understand what it means to be a Christian, to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And Father, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to know that person or those people. I want to thank you for making appointments before I was even born with this person so that I could come to know you because you spoke through them. Thank you, God, so much that you're such a personal God and that we all have stories of people who have poured into us, people who have helped us in developing a growing relationship with you. Lord, we thank you for those who went before us that paved the way in our country so that we would have the freedom to worship you. Lord, thank you for all of the people. Thank you for your disciples
who most of them died the death of a martyr because they stood up for you. They stood up for truth. God, would you help us to stand up for truth? We live in this world where truth is seen as relative, and it's not. Truth is truth, and your word is true. Father, help us not to fall into trying to please others at the sacrifice of us not speaking the truth. Thank you, Father, for those who stood up so that we can stand with you, Lord. We love you and we praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen.